Thank you for calling Clinical Services. If you are calling regarding a Keystone First Health Plan member, press 1. For a AmeriHealth Caritas member, press 2. Thank you for calling Clinical Services. For better assistance, please enter your 5-digit zip code of your primary residency.
Please enter your 5-digit zip code so that your call may be answered accordingly. Please enter your 5-digit zip code so that your call may be answered accordingly.
Clinical Services hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. A registered nurse is available to assist providers with discharge planning or home care needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To access the on-call nurse, please call Member Services at 1-855-809-9200. If you know your party's 10-digit extension, please enter it now. Otherwise, remain on the line for further options. If you are a member or member advocate, press 1. If you are a provider, press 2.
Medical assistance renewals have started. Have questions? Our member services team would be happy to assist you. Just ask them about medical assistance renewals.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you. Thank you. Stay healthy this flu season. Did you know the flu can cause serious illness, especially for older adults, young children, and people with chronic health conditions? A flu shot helps protect you and your family. It's quick, safe, and there's no cost for members. Ask your doctor or local pharmacy. RSV is a virus that can cause cold-like symptoms, but can also be serious for babies, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems. The RSV vaccine is available for those who need them most. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today about whether the RSV vaccine is right for you. Protect yourself, your family, and your community. Ask about the flu and RSV vaccines at your next appointment or schedule your shot today. A simple step for a healthier tomorrow. Medical assistance renewals have started. Have questions? Our member services team would be happy to assist you. Just ask them about medical assistance renewals. All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you. All representatives are busy. Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every... Stay healthy this flu season. Did you know the flu can cause serious illness, especially for older adults, young children, and people with chronic health conditions? A flu shot helps protect you and your family. It's quick, safe, and there's no cost for members. Ask your doctor or local pharmacy. RSV is a virus that can cause cold-like symptoms, but can also be serious for babies, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems. The RSV vaccine is available for those who need them most. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today about whether the RSV vaccine is right for you. Protect yourself, your family, and your community. Ask about the flu and RSV vaccines at your next appointment or schedule your shot today. A simple step for a healthier tomorrow. Medical assistance renewals have started. Have questions? Our member services team would be happy to assist you. Just ask them about medical assistance renewals. All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you. All representatives are busy assisting other callers. Please hold. And
thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Tamara. May I have your name, please?
Josh.
Okay. Thank you, Josh, for giving us a call today. And are you calling for yourself or for another member?
I'm calling about a member. I'm actually a provider, but I'm calling on behalf of a member.
Okay. Do you have the member's ID number?
Yeah, I have everything.
Okay.
Sorry, one second.
Okay, and what is the member's name and date of birth?
Dennis Orth, O-R-T-H, date of birth 2/7/1970.
Okay, and what can I assist you with today?
Okay, so we were trying, I hope I got to the right person, because I've been on hold for I've been speaking to different people for a long time. We've been trying to reach, he wants to transfer his home care services, PAS services, to our agency as a provider. We have been trying to reach the service coordinator, Nicole, for over a week, unsuccessfully. So I was just wondering if there's a supervisor or somebody who I could speak with.
Yep, I can actually get you directly to somebody. And Josh, what is your last initial?
M, as in Mary.
Okay. And what's the name of your company?
Family First Care.
Okay. All right. Give me just one moment, and I will go ahead and get you transferred over to our personal care coordinator line, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Give me one moment. Just pulling up the number now.
Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2.
Are you there, Josh?
Yes.
Okay. I do apologize. They told me that I needed to transfer you to our provider services group. So give me just 1 second. I do apologize.
No. You think I'll speak to a live person?
Yeah. I will transfer you to a live person.
Okay.
Give me one moment here. Okay. One moment. As soon as I get my system to work, it will work. Okay, there we go. Thank you.
women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a Pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults should have a dental checkup at least once a year. Call today to make dental appointments for everyone in your family. Strange but true. When you're pregnant, taking good care of your teeth and gums helps protect your baby. Talk to your OB doctor about dental care. See your dentist in the second trimester. Children age 12 to 20.
Josh?
Yeah.
Okay, I do have Tally on the line. She's going to be able to take the call from here.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hi. You're welcome. Thanks, Tally.
Hi, thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is Callie. May I please just have your last initial as well, please, Josh?
M as in Mary.
All right, thank you so much. And may I have your telephone number and extension, please?
Yeah, 267, direct line, 267-551-7441.
All right, thank you so much. And may I have your NPI or provider ID number, please?
Yeah, Keystone Provider ID 307-82894.
Thank you so much. You may have the name of the facility or provider's office you're calling from.
Family First Care.
Thank you. And could you just verify the last four of the tax ID number, please?
3555.
All right. Thank you so much. You may have the member's ID number that you're calling about, please.
The member?
Yes, please.
Yeah, member ID. Is 270-112-0475.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I have their full name and date of birth, please?
Dennis Orth, ORTH, 2-7-1970.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you aware of any other insurance for him?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you. I'm not showing any either. And how may I assist you with this number today?
Yeah, and you're like the fifth or sixth person I spoke to. I hope you can help. We've been trying to reach, the participants are trying to reach service coordinator Nicole for over a week, unsuccessful. He would like an authorization to be sent to us.
Okay, let me just verify their service coordinator information really quick. Just make sure nothing's changed. Okay, yes, so we do have their service coordinator listed as Nicole W. And then I have a phone number for her, 570-990-8239.
Yeah, we've tried that multiple times, yeah.
Okay. And you said you were trying to get a authorization sent to you.
Yeah.
I'm just looking to see if I see this facility on file for this member. I do not. Okay, so since you've been unable to reach the service coordinator regarding the authorization, I can give you an email address to send an email to for escalation regarding that.
There's no human that can help me, like a supervisor or someone?
Okay, and I apologize. I don't have information for a supervisor for the service coordinator.
So what happened?
We just need to send an email to that.
This member is like really, really suffering. How do we help them? It could take a week until that email gets a response, if we're lucky.
Okay. The participant can also call into member services for escalation regarding that as well.
I just spent a long time member services, and they put me through to you. I was calling on behalf of the participant. You know, he's not able to, like, spend hours on the phone, like, you know what I mean? I had him.
Right, and I understand.
And I'm sure they would just say the same thing. Don't you think they would just tell him to send an email or something?
Okay, so it can be escalated by the member through member services, and they would be able to escalate that for him through there.
But you think that's better than what you're telling me right now, like me calling? Like, because I'll do it. Like, I think he's done that already. But I'm just worried that that's not going to, I guess.
Yes, and they're also able to call into the personal care coordination line as well for assistance with that.
Right. Okay, fine. Okay,
and
what's
I
the email?
I apologize. It is L like Lima, T like Tom, S like Sam, U like Umbrella, M like Mary, @AmeriHealthCaritas.com.
LTSSUM, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Was there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, thank you so much.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for calling AmeriHealth Caritas Pennsylvania Community Health Choices, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Okay. Thank you so much, you too.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye.